Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Carrie is joining us for War of the Roses today, and we all know that technology can work either for or against you. This might be working against your boyfriend. Carrie, what'd you find on his phone in the Maps app?
It was funny because my phone died. I never plug it in, so I used
me neither.
And I like buy some of that stuff on like a buy sell trade site, and so when I went to like type in the address, I like the last address that popped up was a place that he had put in, and it was like, it was weird because it was something like court, like over in Matthews, which okay. From us is like, it's like a 20-minute drive, so it was just, it was weird. And I decided that I was like, okay, so I'm going to just drive over there, you know, and see if this place is like a business or like, you know, where it was, because I just didn't have like this good feeling. So I actually drove over and it was a residence. Like it was on this little cul-de-sac and was a house with like kids running around, and like there was a like a little playground in the backyard, and there was a woman sitting on the front porch. And so I kind of got a little weirded out by it, and so when I went home,
oh wait, you didn't stop and get out?
No,
you drove all the way to Matthews. Of course, you stop and get out.
No, you don't.
Why is your address in my boyfriend's phone?
I know, but you got to scope out the place first. You can't just run into a fire. You don't know what's going on.
You're the expert.
Well, no, I didn't stop. So I wanted to ask him first before I like jumped to any conclusions. So when I went home, I was like, babe, there was an address in your phone, you know, that didn't. What is it? Whose is it? And he didn't have a very good explanation. It was kind of like a stupid response. Oh, you know, I typed in the wrong address, or he kind of stuttered a lot and didn't give me like the answer I was looking for. So now I'm just nervous. Like I don't trust him.
All right. Carrie, I think I heard a kid or a dog in the background. Do you all have kids?
No, we don't. I mean, I do have dogs, but I'm actually babysitting my neighbor's little kid right now.
Okay.
Hey, hold on a second, sorry. Everybody. Watch the iPad for a minute. I got to do War of the Roses. All right, Carrie. All right. Who knows if there's something there?
We'll go ahead and give him a call, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm looking for Dawson.
You're speaking to him?
Hi, Dawson. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Well, congratulations. We have your name and number here. You liked one of our pages on Facebook, and we just did a random like contest and picked your name. Congratulations. I have $125 in beautiful red roses for you to send to somebody free of charge.
And I don't have to give you a credit card or nothing?
Nope. We just asked that maybe you share our page after the person who you're sending the flowers to get them.
That's awesome. Okay. Great. I think I know who I'd like to send it to.
And okay. What is the name of the person you'd like to send them to first and foremost?
Gina. It's J-E-N-I-A.
Okay. And I have a romantic card that I can put with these roses as well. What would you like to write on her card?
You know what? Put, I know I'm not supposed to, but I can't help but think about you all the time.
All right. And can I ask why you're not supposed to send her roses? I feel like every woman loves to get them.
She'll know. She'll know what I mean.
You gotta be kidding me, right?
Wait,
did you really just send roses to somebody other than me? Who is Gina?
Wait a second.
Yeah, Dawson, that's Carrie.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. This is War of the Roses. Carrie heard everything that you just said.
What?
She was on the phone.
Remember me?
Yeah, of course.
Quick question. Does Gina live in Matthews?
Yes. I don't understand. What's going on? Wait.
Does Gina live in a cul-de-sac in Matthews?
That's not what you're thinking. This isn't what you're thinking.
Quit stuttering. This is exactly what I wanted to find out.
She's going through some hard times, and I just been helpful towards her, and she's getting a divorce.
Oh, sounds like you've been real helpful.
And all kind of stuff. So I've just been.
Well, if it's just a friend and she's going through hard times, Dawson, why are you not supposed to send her roses?
But, everyone likes flowers, right? I mean,
I also said that they were romantic flowers.
Yeah, but that was just, I thought,
Carrie, you might as well tell Dawson why we know she lives in Matthews.
Because I drove by. Because when I used your phone the other day to GPS the place I was going, that was the last street that pulled up. And I felt a little uncomfortable because you're known for doing this, and now I feel like an idiot.
Known for doing this?
I drove over there. And you know what? Does she have kids?
Are you still bringing up the thing? Look, when you and I first dated, we were not exclusive.
You know what? First of all, the card that you sent that I can't stop thinking about you.
Just admit that you're messing around with Gina.
All right, fine. Okay, I've been seeing her for about 4 months now. And she's nice and she's sweet. And, I got to take care of like a kid. And instead, she's like a mom.
Oh.
She takes care of me.
You know what? Go ahead. Go to her. Go on. Probably high maintenance with a bunch of kids. So have a good time with that.
You're going to probably be much better off without him.
I would say so.
Yeah, you're right. I this is what I needed to find out. Thank you, guys.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
Hey buddy, what are you doing today? What am I doing today? I am going to the DMV, that awful, awful place called the DMV.
You need to get a North Carolina driver's license?
I do, and part of me getting a North Carolina driver's license is me taking a test.
We're going to give Roy the test, the North Carolina driving test, coming up in just about 5 minutes from now. Oh, by the way, he'll have the shock collar on, so if he gets one wrong, you know what that means.
There will be pain?
Nope. Electrocution.
That'd be good.
All right, don't go anywhere.
Check it out.